So let's begin with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, and it's on page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. So we'll say that three times. Te ata om mone mone maha monai soha te ata the medicine Buddha, verse of praise and mantra, seven times. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name and merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha, Teyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha, Teyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha, Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Okay, now the four measurables, three times in your language. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Okay, now the verse of praise and mantra for Buddha Chenrezig, the Buddha of Great Compassion, not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head of perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om mani teme hu.
Om mani teme hum.
the verse of praise and mantra for Aryamodhatara. Tade liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tude liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to liberate Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Sanje chuda chuje chalam la sanje bhagwan dhamme. Dage chuje jina sunam jalam.
Sanje sanje pasho.
Sanje chuda chuje
chalam la sanje bhagwan dhamme kyab suchi.
Dage chuje jina sunam
jalam. Dola sanje sanje pasho.
Sanje
Jodan Soji Jonam La Janju
Badu Dani Kyasuji Dagi Chenyangi Pesanam Gi Dora Benji Sange Tu Basho Padala Mimina Mianji Omono Gajalo Jodan 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 Namo Allah Egadalu Dandiji Gantibodadam Egadalu Dwakunyadalu Dwakunyadalu Tamjakidu Dak Chedian To Kanke Tuzen Yesu Ne Tawadam Jepombeje Tamjakchule Dizem Okudam Dianu Chakse Lo Oya Yadumasi
Yes, yes, so we have one question this morning. The question is, we talk about big love. How can we make it bigger than just our friends and family and make it truly universal?
We'll ask the rabbit. What do you think? Big love?
Yes, Keshla, big love.
Yeah, making it bigger require some understanding. Not some understanding. Probably deeper understanding. If we think that we are not connected, probably it's not 100% wisdom if we think that we have no connections. So probably need to think a little deeper. Yeah, I think that's the, according to Buddhism, that's the only way you can make your love bigger. If you understand your own existence. So question is like, is this the first time that we become human? No, that's a good question. So I know that people in the West having a hard time believing something before this, something after that. So it's good to have open mind. It's good to have open mind. Open your heart for any possibilities. You know? So maybe this is not the first time that you become a being, human being or being. Maybe before that, hard to imagine that if you think, oh, I used to be some tree in like in Amsterdam Park, so now I become human. That's hard to the intellectual, hard to understand like how like somebody was tree, so now all of a sudden become like thinking, talking, So that's all that is all begin from there. So there's the bottom line here is like understanding the connections between us and others. So you may go, I have nothing to do with that person because I don't like that person. No, so that person is not my friend. So I don't know where they're from, what they believe, what they do. So this idea has made us, is harder to expand our love towards then your love, your compassion, your like kindness reach very limited number of people and it does not reach them as it's only reached towards certain group of people very much based on conditions, expectations. So it doesn't like reach, because there's like based on what I receive, like then there's kind of like complicated. So then another one is like based on deeper connections that you eventually you realize that you have deeper connections. No, then you through knowledge, through reading, through understanding, slowly so you understood like, there is connections, you know? So like human, I'm not sure how far you can remember your parents, grandparents, then like, I think how long you can remember, maybe 6th generation, maybe some people remember 6th generation, parent, grandparent, great-grandparent, then goes on. So at some point you don't remember, doesn't mean that doesn't exist. It does exist. Somehow, it begins from somewhere. Then if you think, even just forget about the life before this, even this life, that you are connected with. So now, in the modern times, they have like, you can also give a gift that tells you, it's kind of like, they kind of provide some documentations based on your DNA research. Then it says, oh, you are Asian. There's some Asian, Native American there, like, in the lineage that you remember, there's no Asian. So then somehow it shows, it's quite interesting, somehow it shows in your gene, even that you are kind of like shocked, you know, like, for Buddhism, I said, it's not that shock because Buddhism is trying to teach you how to remember the deeper connections that you have with other living beings. So then based on that love and kindness, compassion, totally based on that connection, not like based on like how they receive me, how much they give me, you know. So all this expectation kind of limit how far your love can reach. So bigger love requires, I think, bigger, deeper understanding. What do you think? Or is there any other alternative that you can, how, doesn't have to be Buddhist way. But I mean, when I say Buddhist way, in Buddhism, that's how it's been, teaching's been taught, how to develop universal compassion, how to become Bodhisattva, how to practice altruistic attitude. That altruistic attitude does not exclude any living being. It includes every living being. So now the question is, maybe there's some other way to, maybe you can explain your love. Then now the question is, now there's 3 beings. One you consider as a loved one, close one, friend. One is stranger, one is enemy. So now you visualize 3 of them and see your attitude towards them is equal, was very much biased. So now the question, there's nothing to do with the Buddha's teaching. That's like practical that we all experience as a human. We have friends, we call someone strangers, and we call someone enemy because we don't like them. So now, how you are going to equal? How you are going to equalize your attitude? That's the initial stage. prayer that we just recite called four immeasurable prayer. So when you put that into practice, so first, in the first, you try to practice the equanimity. Equanimity. Why equanimity? Without equanimity, your love cannot reach these three beings. You can't love those three beings equally because your mind is already level. One of them is friend, one of them is stranger, one of them is enemy. So how you can go beyond that, how you can go mentally break that, this attitude. So now the question is, how you are going to, practically how you are going to, your attitude towards them is not equal. It's very much biased. So long as that biased attitude remains, we can only talk about big love from mouth. That's pretty much it. So then how can you... Is it possible? Is it possible to love your enemy? Is it very possible? It's possible. Somebody else did it. Some human did it. You are also human. You can also do the same thing. That requires profound understanding, changing that attitude towards, equalizing that attitude towards these three beings. That requires deeper understanding. You could say meditations. So, therefore, in the four immeasurable prayer, in the how it worded, Semje, Tamje, all mother sentient beings, you're trying to generate that closeness or that bond towards all living beings. The mother and child, generally speaking, they develop close bonds. Doesn't mean father are excluded. No, they're just, they're bound. So that kind of feeling, you're trying to generate that kind of feeling, that requires, not just mere belief is not going to work, that requires some deeper understanding of your own existence, So now it's all boils down on the four immeasurable practice. Now the question, there's a method, there's like a technique in Buddhism, there's like a detailed explanations how to develop equanimity towards those three beings. You can welcome to follow that technique or method and try. Or if you see some another alternative, so then the alternative is I've been thinking, I've been here 21 years, I've been thinking that people here are having a hard time. I don't blame them because you are not taught in your school and kindergarten, you are never taught life before this, life or that. So people probably are very busy with something else. So then you are not taught at the school. We are taught at a very young age. We are aware. So for us, relatively intellectually, it's kind of easy to understand the teachings. But for you, probably, take some time to get your head around. You're kind of, maybe it's very foreign to your ear, some people very honest, they visualize, I'm having a hard time believing life before this, life after death. So can I practice loving kindness? Of course, practicing loving kindness, becoming a good human being does not base on believing life before this, life after death. Simply, believing in this life. So, Yeah. Yeah, Kandula has a view. I'm not sure it's like correct view or wrong view.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. I got a good load that time.
Is it on? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So, Geshe-la, thinking of the Dalai Lama's phrase that all sentient beings, all beings want to be happy. You know, I mean, that's, and so this is just kind of how it's happened for me practically, okay? Not, is that just like there's universal compassion, there's universal needs, which is, you know, a connection with other beings. You know, we're social beings, nurturing, people being present, people being kind. And then the other thing is safety. You know, how do we get our basic needs? Do we have access? And also bodily safety from harm, from social and emotional safety. I mean, prejudice in our culture makes people feel very not able to be themselves. When I begin to think about when somebody gets on my very last nerve or gets upset, I realize that how they're trying to meet their need, which could be in the grocery line trying to pay the right price for something, and I'm behind them, and I just want to pay for my food and get out of there so I can eat it. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Elise. So, and that's a kind of very mundane example of it, but that helps me to think about that they're just trying to get a need met. And it just may not match what I'm trying to meet at the time. And that helps me have a little bit of empathy and even think about how I could get my need met and they could get their need met. I mean, whatever, which requires connection. So that's kind of been my practical way of trying to do it when I'm out in the world. And I don't know if that resonates with anybody, but I just thought I'd open my big mouth. Thank you.
Can you hear? Oh, yeah. What is another alternative? Yeah, so so in my opinion, like I'm saying, like in the Buddhism, there's like teachings, but in the West, I think it may help. If you think about your ancestors, you are like how far, like probably some people remember like six generations. How you say six generation in your family tree?
Yeah.
So does that mean all ended there? No.
Ancestors.
No, so maybe we need to find the point is how I can, right now, I'm having a hard time, you're admitting I'm having a hard time to share my love equally towards every living being. If this is a wonderful idea, if I can do that, I mean, if I can, like, say, if I can make my, if I can, not talking about physically, but mentally, if I can see, you know, everybody is like something that deep down from my heart, sincerely from my heart, if I can see, oh, that person looks physically, looks different. But the first thing when I see that person, I think I see that person very much like to be loved, care, respect, take it seriously. This kind of thought is that the first thought that comes up, that rises, this kind of thought that you're very much hoping through your daily practice, you don't see as like Christian or Buddhist or American, Tibetan, monks, lay person, you see that person, somebody, you know, like, yeah, like to be loved, like to be cared, like to be respected, like to be taken quite seriously. Exactly the way you hope. So that kind of thought, and that, you know, like, yeah, requires some deeper understanding, like, you could say it's a meditation, because you've been thinking, and like, realize, keeping your heart close is not the best for your good life. Opening up your heart is probably best for your life. Then on top of that, sharing, expressing, you know, your kindness, your care, your love, makes people around you kind of like feel less secure, more comfortable, regardless what you believe, what you do, you know. So then, you know, like, I think this family tree really help. Your intellectual knowledge could stop, like, maybe six generations. Now you don't remember, there's no record. There's nowhere to find. Does that mean it's finished? It's not finished. So now, blah, 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 blah. So now we are, all the human pieces, somehow connected. You know, so now because of, like, modern, like, science or technologies that, like, not just human, all the other pieces is contributing for this environment, directly, indirectly. You know, so now, before people have not much knowledge, now the bees, the insects, the squirrels, that, like, somebody pick up the food there, drop down there, somebody eats, or somebody then create a byproduct, so then goes, and it grows, like, that's like a ripple of impact. Like, when you look at this fish that goes, like, Simon, the fish that travels so far from ocean all the way up to the creek.
Salmon.
Huh? Salmon.
Salmon. Unbelievable. Whole purpose is just going there. There's so many risks on the path to reach there. Whole purpose going there is to just lay the egg. Can you imagine that? Unbelievable. Like, so that so many beings, human beings in your family tree lineage sacrifice so much for your existence. So then they go there, you know, like, then, like, may not have intelligence to benefit, but all along the way there are so many people, so many beings are fed. And there's a ripple impact, you know, they like give milk to their babies. Without that, the baby will not survive. So when they go there, they lay egg, then they dry, so then they fertilize the trees, the tree grows, then bring the rain. Unbelievable, you know, so long time ago. You don't know this, we don't know this. So now we eventually kind of like realize that everybody's doing something for this Mother Earth. This only home that we have, so we're living there. So many beings are contributing. Yeah. So now you could say, oh, every happiness or pleasure that I enjoy, so many consciousness has been participated that your enjoyment, you know, like tree, toys, house, easy, light, mic, internet, all of that. Without other people's participation, there's nothing to enjoy. Maybe there could be the alternative. So, because of the other beings' participations, Well, you could argue, oh, I paid him, I pay for internet. That doesn't help to you to reach. That doesn't help you to open up your heart. What do you want? You want to open your heart. And you're trying to reach like many beings possible, you know, to reach them, that show them that you care. But thinking this idea, oh, they make things, but I pay. No, that idea doesn't help. Doesn't help. So what you want is you want to expand your love. So then whatever that helps to expand your love, so then you think, so then maybe this could be the alternative for the people who does not have saving hard time, believing, you know, life before this life or the death, you know. So that doesn't mean there's no another alternative. There must be another alternative to expand your loving kindness, compassion towards other living beings. Without based on we are all same kind of people, we believe same religion. These are all secondary level differences. You're trying to expand your loving kindness care based on fundamental things. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you pretty much said it all.
No.
You pretty much said it all. All this stuff I was thinking myself. Mm. I think one of the issues is that...
The rabbit told me to say it.
I think one of the issues, the reason why we can't expand our love, make our love bigger, is because our communal pool is very small, right? We tend to think of only those in our little community. And so we have love and happiness and we wish them well and all this other kind of stuff. Yeah. We need to expand that pool. We need to make it bigger and bigger. The bigger it is and the bigger our love can grow. You know, it's kind of like a bonsai tree.
Mm.
A bonsai tree really wants to be a really big, beautiful tree, right? It has that potential to be a bigger tree, right? But then people clip it and cut it and, you know, and they keep it in this small pot. And so it can only grow to be but so big. We're doing this to ourselves, I believe. We're cutting ourselves off from becoming bigger ourselves, you know, because our love is small. So I do the four immeasurables every morning and every evening. I do the four immeasurables. And I always, first of all, I say, may all sentient beings, but then I say, including myself, because I want to include myself. I am also all sentient beings, you know, right? You know, so including myself, may all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness, may they be free from suffering and so forth. And then that word all is so significant. This is all sentient beings, not just the ones that we like and the ones that are good to us. This includes the Putins. This includes the Trumps. This includes the man who wants to kill me just because of the color of my skin.
Mm-hmm.
This includes the man that murdered my son.
Mm-hmm.
All sentient beings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is really, really challenging and really, really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But every day I try to make the effort to always, mm-hmm. even if it's only with my words and my heart's not there,
mm-hmm.
I try to at least say the words so that eventually my heart can catch up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so forth. So if we can begin to expand our pool, right, then our love can expand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can have this universal love,
mm-hmm.
loving all sentient beings,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what they've done, who they are, what they look like, you know, all sentient beings.
Very good, wonderful. Yeah. Thing.
Mm-hmm.
So see, now, like, I think it's kind of stressed, I think having a biased mind towards, you know, three different beings here, it's kind of a form of stress. No, it's not a form of joy or pleasure, it's kind of stress. When you encounter it makes you uneasy. So that could be solved, you know, like it's much better if you have equal mind, equal like attitude. That's much better Prabhupada, that if you have loving kindness, much better. So having this, you know, uneasy attitude towards as a human, this attitude is the stress. From the thing, stress. It's not physical things, it's mental things. That you are like afraid. No, practicing equanimity doesn't mean to become dumb. You know, so you have to be aware. You have to be fully aware of your circumstance, you know. It does not mean you have to be like mean, you know. I think the kindness is the best, you know, kindness towards you, towards others, towards stranger, to enemy. It's hard. It's not easy. It's hard, but it's good for you. If you can show, if you show kindness towards, you know, if you don't judge people, judging the stress. No, so you could go to therapies, like, I'm not criticizing going to therapies, but you could go spend hundreds of dollars. But if you don't change this attitude, that is stress. Kindness, not stress, is peace. Compassion is peace, is not stress. Love is peace. It's all peace. So when you have that, you don't judge people. You don't mess with their life. You just leave them alone. You don't like, you don't care. You only care them to be happy. That's all you care. You don't care if they're Buddhist or not Buddhist. You don't care. You do know deep down from your heart. They're also looking for every single second, looking for happiness like you do. So you wish them for that. You wish them happiness. So that's peace. You could say that's a peace. Peace, you know, like really what the absence of what? Fear.
Fear.
Oh. But you know, require training. It won't happen overnight. It require training. When you go out, when you see people, you don't know them. Sometimes they say good morning. Sometimes you say good morning first. Sometimes they say good morning, so they respond. They don't say, when you say good morning, they don't say bad morning. They don't say no bad morning. They say good morning, they say good morning. So, and sometimes people don't respond. You can't judge them because, you know, they are maybe having a hard time. You know, or maybe they are like, they are very shy. But this thought doesn't come up. Judgmental thought rise, immediately judgmental thought rise, oh, what kind of rude, mean, you don't know what's happening in their life. So, every disturbing thought, judgmental thought, oh, that's kind of rude, mean, all this is stress. It's all stress. It makes you uneasy, that's what's called stress, you know. I think we human, I think, can do better. And must do better for the sake of your own happiness. Not like, you know, sake of religion, if you practice that, there's good things, there's not bad things, you know, but doesn't have to be based on religious belief. Just believe that you want to be in the environment, there nobody judge nobody. No, nobody like judge nobody. Everybody lives their life happily, and that's your dream. That's your goal, to make everyone happy. And that comes up with some kind of commitment. Don't disturb their happiness. So then judging people, nobody likes to be judged. Do you like to be judged? No. Then why you think that you like qualify to judge somebody else? Somebody else doesn't like to be judged. So no. So then slowly then you realize, you know, so that's why you become bodhisattva. You show kindness. It has nothing to do with what I receive, what they give. nothing to do. This is very, very deep thing. It's very, very deep, deep, deep things. So their compassion is growing from that deep understanding. It's nothing to do with what you receive, what I receive. This is all temporary things. So, yeah, so that's why may all sentient beings, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. May all sentient beings, hoping that your perceptions of people will change. You know? All you want is them to be happy. That's all you want. That's what you're hoping. That's what you're practicing. If everybody's happy, it benefits everyone. It benefits everyone. Everybody feel, oh, I can be myself. Nobody judge me. Everybody's very kind. So you created beautiful environment where they can be themselves. They don't have to be pretend. They don't have to be pretend to be somebody else. They can be themselves. Feel very comfortable. And nobody's disturbing nobody's happiness. That is the almost perfect world. Almost, almost perfect world. But, yeah, so that's like, what we are hoping. So, and then according to Mother Teresa, says, in the Hindi language, egg means one by one. You do that one by one. You can't just do for 100 people. Do one by one. Along the way, we have to be aware there are people who try to get you, how to get under your nerve, under your skin. Yeah, you have to be aware there are people who are trying to get under your skin. So then maybe accuse, I thought you are practicing compassion. Now, turns out you are not practicing compassion. And, you know, there are always people that are trying to get under your skin, but we have to beware. Beware. Your peace of mind is critical. So you have moral responsibility to protect your peace of mind. What kind of thing disturb your peace of mind? Disturbing thought. Oh, you have to beware all the time that disturbing thought that disturb your peace of mind. So, try all your best not to give any opportunity to disturb it or to rise. It is hard. So, now along the way, you can't expect, oh, everybody's going to be kind. No, no. There are people, they become unreasonable. But we don't know, they are from whole history. Maybe they are like having some hard time. But you know, the downside is like, we don't train our life like that, we don't think like that. Now you start to think, so then along the way there's a lot of challenge. But you don't give up, sake of your own happiness. You don't have to stick around with that object. You can just avoid. You can just go somewhere else. Somebody's judging you. Why you stick there? Nothing good will come out of that. Because why? You don't like to be judged, somebody judging you. And that person is already like now overrun by disturbing thought. Why you want to be around there? Just go somewhere else. Like maybe challenging that person. Probably you may think that you're going to change their attitude. Maybe that outcome is not guaranteed. You can argue, you can like say maybe, you know, like better. That's why for the beginner, better to avoid the object. So maybe your peace of mind will be protected, or maybe disturbing thought that's about to rise will die down slowly because you are not close to the object. So here you say space. No, I think that's similar. It's like avoiding object. There's no difference. Kadama Master, Yungyepambe, Nimo Rimjitis, Yungyepambe, avoiding. Undesirable object. Avoiding undesirable object. That's the one way that your disturbing thought will die down slowly. So not right away, slowly. You know, so You have choice. You have choice. You don't have to fight. You don't have to fight. The minute you start to fight, you are hoping that good outcome never happened in the past, not going to happen now, probably not going to happen in the future. When you start to fight, there will be no good outcome. Then that's our idea. That's our, we have idea. Or stand on your ground, fight. What's about the peace of mind? Are we taking any consideration of peace of mind? What is this fight for? What is this fight for? What is standing on your ground? What is that for? What are you hoping? Are you hoping like something good? Maybe standing on your ground with the compassion is the best choice. Standing on your ground firmly out of anger, nobody's going to win. Nobody's going to win. If you really want to stand firmly on your ground with kindness, compassion, that's the best. Everybody will win. So no need to train slowly. And not to react every word you hear, every thought. So slowly, you are like learn how to take your time, and before you react, then you slowly learn how to process them thoroughly, judging, thinking about the outcome, and thinking about the best solutions. And you always come back to the compassion, loving kindness, compassion, kindness. Oh, so. Yeah, indirect motivation could be the sake of betterment of all living beings, but the temporary is you, your own benefit. So then, slowly, then you become more relaxed, more calm, more mindful, more aware of the conversation, what's happening around you, you're more aware, not just, I say, stress right away. You're taking time, scanning all the situations very carefully, and like primary things, your peace of mind, how you can protect that. So then you learn slowly. Oh, that's the hope that we are all hoping. So change our perceptions, our attitude, and try to get the maximum benefit for yourself, then share that maximum benefit with others. Share that love, kindness, compassion that you develop, thinking very deeply on a daily basis, and particularly when you are in the public gathering, you are very aware, very mindful, and you hardly forget that every person that in that social gatherings looking for good time, you will never forget that you are kind of 100% aware. So then you get maximum benefit. So if you're by yourself, you have peace of mind. If you're in a public place, you have peace of mind. So then wherever you go, you have more peace of mind. So then your life will be much better off, because there's a result of thinking. You could say meditation, the result of thinking on a daily basis, okay? Yeah. So now, time is finished. So, thank you for all of you coming in. Yeah. So now, take some break. After the assembly, I will do dedications. Take break, so then we will do Vaja for the meditations. If you want to stay, welcome to stay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, children, translating, and thank you for people from Patagonia, a different state. So we'll stop here. Now time's over.
This thing is flashing red. Can I use?
Yeah, Namaste.
Can we get it? Oh.
We'll start with Shanti Davis, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, excerpt. May all beings everywhere. Okay. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then the long life prayers are on page 244 and 245 in the Gold Prayer Book. So first we'll start with the one for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please ring for Sarah J. Kenzo Rinpoche, Jetson Losan Dalek. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Alatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Bliss and Void. Lama Ornament of the Yellow Hat Tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. And then long life prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manchanastic Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Okay, and of course, seven Tara mantras for Geshe Lan Geshe disciples, long, healthy, happy life. Om tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu re so ha.
Hola, querida Ale. ¿Estás bien? Te escuchaba la voz rara, por eso te iba a mandar un mensajito a ver si estabas bien, querida Ale. Bueno, sí, la hago, por supuesto. Gracias. Y te apunto ahí de beso.
As you delay, children. Oh, yeah. So now. Are we ready? Buddha's lifetime, Buddha's lifetime, there's a person called Angulimala. Angulimala. So determined to achieve, I think, liberations, but met the wrong guide. So then end up killing like 900, like the problem is that mentor taught that Angulimala, if you kill the 1,000 people, you will be liberated. And there's no, unfortunately, Angulimala really wanted to be liberated, but met the wrong mentor, so then follow his instruction very seriously. They end up probably killing 999 people, human beings, not just living beings. Then, so he has like, managed to clean his conscience, how you say conscience? So see, so we should not feel that we cannot clean our conscience, so that's not good, that's ignorance. If that someone who killed 999 people, last person, Angulimala chasing the Shakyamuni Buddha, not able to catch up with him, so then like ask like, can you wait? So then Shakyamuni Buddha said like, you are the one who's running after all the time. I'm not just running, I'm just walking normally. So then somehow did all events open up Angulimala's ma'ad, like kind of like shook him up from the deep down. So then Angulimala, managed to purify all that, actions that's been created by ignorance. So we definitely have chance to purify. It's very important to, of course the life, unless we be liberated, so we always make mistakes. So that's what expected. That's what expected. Samsara, everyone's trying to be perfect, but once you become perfect, then you are liberated. So till you remain a part of samsara, so then there's many complications comes with that. We have to think and we have to recognize that. So we have to recognize that we are not liberated yet. That's why we are experiencing. So then when we make mistakes, it's very, very important not to live with your mistake and purify them. So there's what this Vajrasattva practice is all about, to purify, not to purify, So this is very powerful purification practice that we are about, I'm about to guide. And sit comfortably, and imagine that environment that you are in is something very beautiful. So there's when it's come down on visualization, there's two options. One space before you. Length, in the text it suggests 6 feet, the length of your body. height, like you know, your level of your third eye, if you're visualizing space before you, or you can visualize on your crown, rangi jewels, okay, rangi jewels. So space before you or your on your crown, beautiful lotus. Which symbolizes pure thought, or you could say renunciation of pure thought. Top of that, white circle is called mundis, which symbolizes bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. So on top of that, you visualize this letter of white hum. There you see there, white hum, Ramla's kind of pointing, white hum. There you really look, so it helps your visualization. That hum, that very white hum, become white vajra. Center of that white water, there's small, again, small white hum. So that white water become now Vajrasattva, Buddha Vajrasattva. Right hand holding Vajra, left hand holding bell. And adorned with all the jewels, jewelry, and wearing the cloth, the made out of silk from the celestial realms, silk from the celestial realms. Sitting in full water across the lake, Vajra cross. These are all form of light, form of light. Then white light emit. From the heart chakra of the Vajrasattva, light emit from there. Attract all the blessings from the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from the 10 directions. Dissolve back to the heart, all the blessings, dissolve back to the heart. And also this center heart, this letter white hum, surrounded by 100 syllable mantra in clockwise. So now all this blessing dissolve into the hum and the mantra, Vajrasattva mantra. So then the nectar together with the light, white light, necklace, white hollow light, white hollow light, necklace flows from there through your crown chakra into the central channels. Nectar flowing through, crunch, nectar flowing from a liquid to the hollow white light through your crown chakras, throat chakra, heart chakra, nervous chakra, secret chakra, as it flows. All the negative actions since from beginning this time to till now completely purifying, nectar constantly flowing and purifying all the negative actions since from beginning this time to till now completely purifying them. So that's called power of dependence. The very Buddha Vajrasattva image that we've been visualizing on our crown or space before you, that is power of dependence. So now generate strong regret. That's called power of regret. So then make some kind of commitments not to repeat them next second, next moment, next hour, next day or today. Sake of your own clean mind, clean conscience. Sake of your own clean conscience or clean mind, not to repeat them. So there's power of regret and power of commitment. So then power of antidote is the reciting the mantra. So now we recite seven times, altogether 21 times. If you are not familiar with the longer version of Vajrasattva mantra, so then just maintain the visualizations and just say Om Benza Om Vajrasattva Hum. That's the shortest one. Om Vajrasattva Hum. You can just say that. Okay. And please try, all my friends, try to give yourself 100% here if it's possible. Maintain the visualization, nectar continuously flowing through this white hollow light through your crown chakra, going through the center channels, completely purifying all the negative deeds from beginning this time to till now, completely purifying. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tinova Tetrachuta Meba Sudokayo Meba Va Subokayo Meba Anorato Meba Va Savasiti Meba Sarvakama Susame Sitam Shiyakuru Ha Bhagavana Vajrasattva Vajramame Majamajamavamasamaya Sadhu Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tinoba Tetrachudome Sudokayo Mebava Subokayo Mebava Anarato Mebava Savasiti Mebava Savakama Susame Sitam Shiyankuru Ha 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 ha, Bhagavana Savatada,
Visualize deep down from your heart all the negative karma that relates to the physical body from beginning time till now completely purify. All the negative karma that related to the physical body since from beginning time till now completely purify. Even you don't know how to say the mantra, just hearing the mantra also purify too. Okay, so all the negative karma they related to the physical body since from beginning time till now completely purified. Yeah, if you, some of you already probably received the initiation from Rinpoche, you know, like, so then you can visualize the Buddha was calling your name, oh my child. All the negative karma related to your body completely been purified. So then Buddha was just the body and your body become one. If you receive the initiation, so if you're not, so then you don't need to do that. Just visualize, negative karma related to the body completely been purified. Okay. So now Lamula say the next mantra, the rest of the mantra, maybe 7-7.
Basha Sato Samaya Manupalaya Basha Sato Teno Patita Juno Bembawa Soto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Saro Sede Mepayat Saro Kama Sutame Chitam Shayam Kuruhum Ahahaha Ho Bagawana Sarva Tataka Vajrimame Munsa Vajabawa Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vasha Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Vasha Sato Teno Patita Dudu Nebawa Suto Kayo Nebawa Supo Kayo Nebawa Anurakto Nebawa Sarve Sede Nepraya Sauro Kanma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahaha Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tataka Vajramame Mutsa Vajabhava Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manyu Palaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Ita Dudo Nebawa Suto Kayo Nebawa Supo Kayo Nebawa Anurakto Nebawa Sarve Sede Nebraya Saro karma sutane hitam shriyam kuruhum Ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Vajramame mutsa vajabhava maha samaya Sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya Manupalaya vajra sato teno patita judo nebhava Suto kayo nebhava supo kayo nebhava Anurakto nebhava sarve siddhi neprayat Sarva kanma sutame shitam shriyam kuruhum Ahahaho bhagavana sarva tatak Vajramame mutsa vajabhava maha samaya Sato ahum te Vajra sato samaya manipalaya Vajra sato teno patita dudo nebhava Suto kayo nebhava supo kayo nebhava Anurakto nebhava sarva siddhi neprayat Sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum Ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Vajramame mutsa vajabhava maha samaya Sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manupalaya Vajra sato teno patita dudo nebhava Suto kayo nebhava supo kayo nebhava Anurakto nebhava sarva siddhi neprayat Sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum Ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tatak Vajramame mutsa vajabhava maha samaya Sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manupalaya Sasato tenopa ita dudo nebhava Suto kayo nebhava, supo kayo nebhava Anurakto nebhava, sarva siddhi neprayat Sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum Ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Vajramame mutsa vajabhava maha samaya Sato ahum te
Now, all my friends, please deep down from your heart, visualize the power of the white light and the necklace from the 100 silver mantras and the white Om. Dissolving through your crown chakra completely purify all the negative karma related to the species and from beginning to during this time until now, completely been purified. Power of white light, liquid nectar, infinity, infinity, compassion of Buddha Vajrasattva. All the negative karma related to the speech from since from beginning this time till now completely purified. So then if you receive initiation, then you visualize the Buddha vajras are calling your name, oh my child. All the negative karma related to your speech from beginning this time till now completely purified. So then Buddha vajras of your speech and your speech become one. So now the last round of mantra recitations. Kamala, please.
Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manu Balaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Rudo Nebawa Suto Kayo Nebawa Supo Kayo Nebawa Anurakto Nebawa Sarvesiddhi Neprayach Sarva Karma Sutsame Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Aha ha ha ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakat Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Vajra Sato Teno Patita Dudome Bhava Suto kayo nebawa, supo kayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi neprayach, sarva karma sutsame, titam shriyam kuruhum, aha ha ha ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, vajrema me mutsa vajra bhava maha samaya. Sato Ahum Te Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manu Palaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dudo Nebawa Suto Kayo Nebawa Supo Kayo Nebawa Anurakto Nebawa Sarva Siddhi Neprayach Sarva Karma Sutsame Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatak Vajramame Mutsa Vajabhava Maha Samaya Sato Ahunte Om Vajrasato Samaya Manu Palaya Vajrasato Tenopa Ita Dudo Nebawa Suto Kayo Nebawa Supo Kayo Nebawa Anurakto Nebawa Sarva Siddhi Neprayach Sarva karma sutsame titam shriyam kuruhum Aha ha ha ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Vajrema me mutsa vajra bhava maha samaya Sadhu ahum te om vajra sato samaya manu palaya Vajra sato teno patita dudo nebawa Suto kayo nebawa supo kayo nebawa Anurakto nebawa sarva siddhi neprayach Sarva karma sutsame titam shriyam kuruhum Aha ha ha ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Vajrema me mutsa vajra bhava maha samaya Sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manu palaya Vajra sato teno pa tita dudo nebawa Suto kayo nebawa supo kayo nebawa Anurakto nebawa sarva siddhi neprayach Sarva karma sutsame titam shriyam kuruhum Aha ha ha ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Vajrema me mutsa vajra bhava maha samaya Sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manu palaya Vajra sato teno patita dudo nebawa Suto kayo nebawa supo kayo nebawa Anurakto vajsiddhi neprayach Sarva karma sutsame chitam shriyam kuruhum Aha ha ha ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Vajrema me mutsa vajra bhava maha samaya Sato ahum te
Again, all my friends, deep down from your heart, visualize the power of white light, hollow light, and the liquid nectar, and the infinity of compassion of Buddha Vajrasattva. Completely purify all the negative karma that is related to the thought or mind. Completely purify.
power of white light, liquid nectar, infinite compassion of Buddha Vajrasattva. All the negative karma related to the mind or thoughts completely purify. Your heart, now your heart is filled with nectar. Visually here is the healing power or purification power, the nectar. Your heart is filled with that and open the door to all the possibility for the goodness of the mind and the goodness of the health. Your heart is filled with nectar that opens the opportunity for the physical, all the physical goodness and mental goodness. People is rejoiced. That's something you did very important for yourself. So see, when you're purifying, there's no bad feeling. It's only for power. Power of dependent, power of regret, power of not to repeat, and power of, you know, antidote, reciting mantra, hearing the mantra. There's no feeling bad. So that's how you purify. So please rejoice. You know, you did something very wonderful. Oh, rejoice. So now the show dedication. So, Thank you.